About 5,000 Seattle area students walked out of school yesterday to protest the election of Donald J. Trump. Franklin High School senior Quinn Angelo Lysacker helped organize the event. She spoke to me earlier today from an empty school hallway, and I asked her how she got the idea of a walkout.
Thank you.
When did you first have the thought, I want to organize a walkout?
Well, there had been sort of rumors going around about it this past week. There was a screenshot sort of being passed around through social media, but no obvious like organizer. There was no event page. But I knew Garfield and Cleveland and possibly some other schools were considering that. But there really had been no work, no rumors about it at Franklin. And so I was contacted by a teacher who encouraged me, like, hey, you could totally take initiative and try to get Franklin on board with this. And so really it was just within about 12 hours, spent my whole Sunday, like, hovering over the event page, trying to get everybody invited and in on it. I got in contact with Socialist Alternative, who offered to help us out with some signs and a bullhorn. And so, yeah.
You know, Quinn, some of the student protesters were chanting, "Not my president." And my first reaction was, this is how democracy works. It is your president. What are they teaching you in government class? What's your take?
Well, I don't think anyone meant that, like, literally. Like, they know that he is the president-elect, at least. But his bigotry does not represent us. His sexism, his racism, his misogyny, I think that's our message there. Like, he doesn't represent us. He's not our president. We don't identify with him, even though he may literally be running our country. We're not with anything that he stands for. So I think that was our message there. Same way with we reject the president-elect. I think that was our message.
You told me that there was a debrief today during school. What was that conversation like in school?
I'm part of the Humanities Academy at Franklin, and we're definitely a social justice-based school. The event itself was completely student-organized, but I think our teachers were very supportive of us and wanted to hear how it went, even though they weren't technically allowed to help us organize or, you know, attend the walkout. They were really all really proud of us for organizing that, especially on such short notice. Franklin really only got involved yesterday. It was a really quick thing to put together. They just wanted to hear, like, were there any altercations with police? Were there, like, what were you guys chanting? Who was helping out? Really positive discussion. There was no criticism at all from teachers at Franklin, at least.
So your take is that both students and teachers felt good, felt proud about the protest. Where does that leave a Trump-supporting Franklin High School student?
You know, that's a fascinating thing. I think That was definitely something we had to navigate when putting this together, like, just leave notes on all of our posts. Like, if you are a Trump supporter, this message is not for you. Franklin has a large population of first-generation students, a lot of undocumented students, and they're terrified. They're not just angry. They're, like, scared for their own future. And I think we had to direct that energy somewhere. And so I would encourage any Trump-supporting Franklin student to just consider the very real fear that's going on around them, regardless of any sort of political division. Like, that's genuine, and we had to put that somewhere and just show our community that we stand with them. It wasn't even necessarily an anti-Trump. Well, it was an anti-Trump protest. I can't quite say that, but our message was definitely more focused on just showing solidarity with those of us who don't feel heard or respected or safe right now.
Finally, Quinn, we want to know, what's your next action?
Next action. Well, definitely in Senior Humanities, we already have groups of students working on various projects. One student in particular I know is working on, we're going to be sending bricks to Donald Trump. I know he wants to build a wall. We figure we might as well send him some bricks, and they'll be individually painted with messages to him. I'm working on getting
Wait a minute. Why send him his bricks for his wall?
Well, we're obviously against the idea of extreme border control that way with a big wall. We don't believe in walls. We believe in bridges. And so it's in a way a joke, but also just it sends a message like, if you're going to build a wall, use these bricks. Use these bricks that really express what you mean by this. It's about division. It's about racism and xenophobia. And so we'll be sending him bricks, not to be literally used for the wall, but just to send that message.
Quinn, I know you need to get back to class. Any final word for us? Final message?
Just that I'm feeling really good about this. The outcome of the election is hard on everyone in my community, but it's really exciting to see that kids are willing to get a little scrappy, get a little disobedient in order to send their message. I think we all really showed our true character yesterday.
Quinn Angelou Lysacker is a senior at Franklin High School, and at the time she spoke with us, she was supposed to be in second period humanities. But this was not a walkout. Quinn got a hall pass.